This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. There have been more clashes in Fallujah amid renewed efforts to broker an end to the standoff between the U.S. military and insurgents who continue to control much of the Iraqi city. It's been a week since the U.S. suspended major offensive operations in Fallujah in an effort to solve the crisis peacefully. But a senior U.S. general says time is running out. Pentagon has announced that the tours in Iraq of some 20,000 U.S. troops have been extended for 3 months due to the recent surge in violence. And Denmark's foreign ministry says a Danish man has been abducted by Iraqi militants. 7 Americans are among the foreign nationals being held hostage in Iraq. NPR's Anne Garrels is in Baghdad. What's the situation in Fallujah?
Well, Paul Bremer, the head of the Occupation Administration, had an emergency meeting with Iraq's interim governing council. His main point was the insurgents continue to attack Marines. Marines are taking unacceptable losses, and he told them they've got to step up efforts to get a ceasefire. This reinforces, as you mentioned, military comments. This can't go on definitely. The U.S. has lost nearly 90 troops in combat across Iraq in the past 16 days. That's more than the total killed in the three-week war that toppled Saddam a year ago.
It's also something of a standoff in Najaf. What do you know about that?
It continues to be a standoff. There are 2,500 U.S. troops concentrated around the holy city. Army officials say the insurgents displayed a markedly increased coordination hitting the U.S. convoys as they moved down there. Gunmen showed they were able to send information forward about the routes the U.S. were using. The talks continue, but Muqtada Sadr, the radical cleric's position, seems to flip back and forth minute by minute, and it's not clear just what progress there is.
June 30th remains the date for the turnover of sovereignty. Have any issues surrounding this political transition been resolved?
No. The Iraqi Governing Council has yet to make any formal response to the UN Special Envoy's proposals, which call for the Governing Council to disappear as of June 30th and be replaced by a much more streamlined caretaker government. Privately, some are balking, saying they want the U.S. plan, which has been rejected widely, of an expanded Governing Council so they can keep their jobs. And there's inevitably tension over who's going to decide, the U.S. or the UN, which Iraqis will be in charge of this caretaker government. The U.S. is in a bind. It's had to turn to the U.N., and it acknowledges any new plan has to bear no obvious stamp of U.S. influence if it's going to have widespread support here.
When the U.N. envoy was in Iraq, one of his main goals was to lay the groundwork for nationwide elections in January. How are those preparations going?
Well, a top U.N. elections official has been here, but she said the U.N. has until next month to get a commission set up here to oversee those elections if they go so they can go forward as scheduled. The U.N. has warned that persistent violence, which is creating huge logistical challenges, could throw off the electoral timetable. And behind the scenes, I've got to say there's chaos at Bremer's Coalition Provisional Authority, which disappears at the end of June. It's going to be replaced by a U.S. embassy, and this involves huge bureaucratic rearrangement of 11,000 people here, just complicating everything as they try to handle these political and military crises.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad.